Let's bring in our pal, Ron Scooby-Dooby-Doo-Cooby, the great civil rights attorney. And Ron, before we get started on the serious stuff, what is your feeling on UFOs? We have this testimony in Congress today.
Oh, this should be good. This is going to be choice.
Listen, Ron's got an opinion on everything, even if he knows what he's not talking about. He's got an opinion. Do you think we should be having these hearings? And Ron, do you think, as we've gotten more familiar with the universe, that there is possibly life out there?
Will the aliens invite me to a sex club?
Oh, you were listening earlier.
I want to go to an alien sex club controlled by Jews with space lasers and immigrants.
Just remember, Ron, we come in peace. But go ahead.
That's right. But Ron, seriously though, we've got a congressional hearing going on. Do you think there's something that the government is keeping from us? There's a lot of secret documents being seen.
I'm sure there are many things that the government's keeping from us in terms of means and methods of gathering information. A lot of the aircraft and spacecraft and sea craft that have been used to track these things, you know, have very classified, very sophisticated, you know, tracking and data systems. So I'm sure there are things being kept from us. Am I convinced that these hearings will, in fact, reveal the presence of extraterrestrials visiting us? No. But again, the problem, and this is very much America writ large, people generate enough conspiracy theories, and then the right-wing media goes into, well, we should ask the question. You know, I'm just asking the question. I'm not convinced that Jews control space lasers, but don't you think the question should be asked? I don't want people suppressing discussions of Jews controlling space lasers. And so then eventually it percolates up and you have a hearing about it, which nobody will believe anyway.
Ron, you weren't with us a little earlier, but I played a comment on which I'll play again now from a listener on our talkback system. But, you know, we've been kicking around a death penalty here. Obviously, there's no death penalty in New York. Michael and I feel there should be a death penalty in this particular case in Buffalo. We'll let you weigh in as a civil rights attorney. But here's what one listener wants to. Here's his thought, and you can respond to this.
This Buffalo killer will be charged with the death penalty under federal law for civil rights violations. He targeted black people. The feds will step in. Mark my words.
All right, so New York doesn't have the death penalty. The feds do. What do you think?
He sounds like the next candidate for a mass shooting. You can tell in his tone that, yeah, the feds are going to go ahead and kill this guy because he killed black people. Ha! They wouldn't do that for white people. I mean, that really, guys.
I think you're a little off base there, but okay.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. So what's your thing?
I know your audience is. It used to be my audience. I think that in first instance, he'll be tried by the state of New York and undoubtedly convicted of 10 separate counts of premeditated murder, get 10 consecutive life sentences. Under those circumstances, the feds will sometimes come in afterward simply to ensure that if the convictions get overturned at some point under state law, there remains a federal civil rights conviction. Look, the Biden administration has placed a moratorium on executions, on the use of the death penalty federally. So I don't know why they would be eager to step in and prosecute a federal civil rights violation to get the death penalty they don't intend to use.
Hey, Ron, let me ask you something. There's a lot of talk in the mainstream media, you know, National Public Radio and the New York Times, that this guy killed people because he's been ginned up by people like Tucker Carlson and Fox News, and they bought into these replacement theories. Can you make the case as a civil rights attorney that maybe, and I think some of my friends on the left are starting to make this case, maybe we should have some form of censorship?
Well, I mean, there's sort of two separate questions. First of all, in fact, has he been inspired by people like Tucker Carlson and various right-wing politicians who embrace and preach and advocate this replacement theory that there are, in fact, an ongoing concerted conspiracy by Democrats and Jews and other people to import compliant aliens in to replace decent, honest, hardworking white people in Conklin, New York, the armpit of New York State. And I think the answer to that question is absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. This rhetoric encourages, foments, and justifies white supremacist violence. The second question is more complicated, which is how in a free society, particularly one that has such a robust First Amendment, do you curtail the spread of this ideology? And the answer is you don't, unfortunately. There's no means to do it. It's like gun control. It's not going to happen. Right.
But
I mean, like if 20 kindergartners in Sandy Hook, 20 white kindergartners being massacred, yeah, didn't give us gun control, 10 old black people in Buffalo ain't going to do it. But, so it's just not going to happen. So you can talk about, well, we should have some people on the left are trying to use this to impose censorship. It's like, OK, not going to happen.
I know.
Nothing
I know,
to see here.
It's,
move along.
Ron, it's,
lather, right, rinse, but, repeat until the next one, Michael.
Right, but Ron, it's not going to happen. But I'm asking you, personally, do you think there should be some form of censorship?
I wish that people... I mean, the short answer is, if what you mean by censorship is government intervention to stop speech, the answer is no. If the larger question is, should there be a concerted effort in the United States of America to expel from civilized society people who advocate political violence to make change, that those people should be confined to the extreme margins of the marginalized rather than braced by the heart of the Republican Party? Yeah, I think that should happen. But that's not going to happen because these people vote. The base gets ginned up. You've got J.D. Vance today talking about replacement theory. You've got politicians all over the United States who embrace this as a surefire way of getting votes from the most loathsome and deranged of Trump's base. So, not going to happen.
Yeah. I see. I just feel, and I know we're almost out of time, Ron. We have less than a minute left, but I just think I agree with you. I don't think you can censor, you know, Tucker Carlson shouldn't be censored, but I think he himself should just be a little careful, maybe tone things down a little bit.
He doesn't want to be careful. This is not, Tucker Carlson wants attention. He wants to be the ideological leader of the movement that he's the ideological leader of. I mean, if Fox were a responsible news organization, which of course it isn't, it would have fired him. He would have been deplatformed again, but because he delivers votes and the base
ratings
and ratings, you know, ratings, Ron, ratings.
And ratings. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. People like this stuff. It explains the misery of their own lives as they're sitting there in concrete New York. Right. In their trailer court, their daughter just ran away with the local meth dealer. They're unemployed drinking Bud Light Lime and they're blaming it all on black people. That's
Ron,
right.
You're sounding, Ron, you're a little condescending there, but I love you anyway. We love having you.
Excuse me. Don't you think it's time that white people stop blaming their problems on people of color and start to take some responsibility for their own conduct?
Yes.
OK.
I agree with that. Thanks,
love
Ron.
You, Ron. Ron Kuby, the great civil rights attorney. I know he's a listener fan favorite here. So call us about Ron. We love you, Ron. Up next, guess whose house is up for sale? I'll give you a hint. He's a friend of Len's. That's coming up next.
I have an important announcement. If you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or any other retirement savings, it's obvious your money could be at risk, but there is something you can do about it right now. Protect your assets with gold or silver. Call my friends at Gold Co., 855-512-GOLD. Gold Co. has been in business for over 10 years. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They have helped their customers place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. And it is the company that my fellow WOR host Sean Hannity and I recommend to our audiences, friends, and family for gold and silver. Call 855-512-GOLD to get a free gold IRA kit to see how thousands of retirees are protecting their retirement savings with gold and silver. Many are getting $10,000 or more in free silver for doing it. With inflation at a 40-year high, you really need some financial stability. Call Gold Co. today and see if they are right for you.